From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. There's good and bad news today from the fire lines in the hills above Los Angeles. We get a report on the station fire, now in its eighth day, from Hedy Lynn Hurtis of Member Station, KPCC.
One of the largest wildfires in Southern California history is under greater control. It's nearly 40% contained. However, there's been a flare-up in a remote canyon, and 25 people were told to leave their homes and head to an evacuation center. The station fire in the Angeles National Forest has increased in size by about 4,600 acres, bringing the total acreage consumed to over 144,000 acres, or 226 square miles. It's destroyed more than 60 homes and left two firefighters dead. In addition to the efforts on the ground, firefighters have been conducting an aerial assault, dropping more than 1.5 million gallons of water, enough to fill about three Olympic-sized pools. For NPR News, I'm Hedy Lynn Hurtis in Los Angeles.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates, confronted with growing public impatience with the war in Afghanistan, says he would consider a new request for more troops and resources. At the Pentagon today, Gates said he has just sent the president a new report drafted by General Stanley McChrystal, the commander of U.S. forces in Afghanistan.
I expect if there is a recommendation from General McChrystal, there will be the same kind of dialogue that we have had repeatedly with respect to Iraq in the chain of command and then as it moves to the interagency.
Gates also noted the U.S. strategy with troops on the ground is working. The Italian Journalists Federation, backed by fellow European organizations, is planning a major demonstration later this month to protest what it says is Prime Minister and media mogul Silvio Berlusconi's attempt to muzzle the Italian and foreign media. Silvia Poggioli reports.
Over the last week, Berlusconi has announced he is suing several Italian and European newspapers for what he claims is slander. The main Italian target is the leftist-leaning La Repubblica, which for several months has been posing 10 questions to the prime minister, seeking clarifications about his relations with teenage girls and a self-professed prostitute. Berlusconi claims the questions in themselves are defamatory. The latest suit is against the leftist newspaper L'Unità for articles allegedly vilifying his personal life and sexual behavior. A brief filed by the prime minister's lawyer cites quotes taken from a TV comedienne insinuating that Berlusconi takes Viagra, saying the jokes are personally damaging as they represent Berlusconi as affected with erectile dysfunction, which the brief claims he is not. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News.
U.S. stocks continue to rise. The Dow is up 12 points at last check at 92.93. NASDAQ was up 6 points at 19.73. You're listening to NPR News. A deal between two U.S. IT giants is stalled as the European Union investigates a multi-billion dollar buyout, despite approval by the U.S. Justice Department. EU regulators say they want to make sure the merger won't mean higher costs and less choice for customers. Larry Miller has more on this from London.
The EU says it hasn't yet blocked the $7.4 billion deal in which Oracle would buy Sun Microsystems, but its antitrust regulators have that as an option. The Europeans are concerned Oracle may try to eliminate competition provided by Sun's MySQL open-source software. Oracle software is proprietary, which means it holds the key to development, while Sun's can be modified by users and outside developers. Antitrust regulators say they'll examine Oracle's plan to further develop Sun's open-source offering. The EU warns the database market is already highly concentrated, with three main proprietary software companies, Oracle, IBM, and Microsoft, already controlling around 85% of the market. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
A new study finds 1 in 13 people whose deaths were connected to the pandemic H1N1 swine flu virus were of school age. And the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says that the majority of children who died from flu were under or at least 5 years old. Researchers also found that in 2/3 of those cases, the children who died had other serious health conditions. The report comes the same day that Chinese drug maker Sinovac Biotech announced it would start producing a vaccine requiring only one dose for use in people as young as 3. This is NPR News.